Here's your instant analysis of the Browns' 17-6 win over the Cincinnati Bengals on Sunday. The Browns dominated Cincinnati, the preseason favorite to win the AFC North. I picked them to win it. A lot of people picked them to win it. Well, today, the Browns dominated those Bengals as Brian Hoyer is now 2-0 as a starting quarterback for the Cleveland Browns. He took care of the football. He ran the offense. He didn't make mistakes. And give credit to North Turner, to Rob Chudzinski for taking the offense and building it around their quarterback, Brian Hoyer. Doing what he does best, they're focusing that. And what that is, three-step drops, short passes, quick releases, don't turn the football over, live to play another down. And Brian Hoyer, to my surprise and a lot of other people's surprise, has done a nice job running this football team. He's now 2-0, and in my mind, no question, he should be the starting quarterback for the Browns Thursday night against the Buffalo Bills. The other thing the Browns did on offense today that stood out to me was that they ran the football. Even though they didn't run it for a lot of yards or a good average, they stuck with the run. They ran it 30 times, threw it 38 times. So a good balance on offense today by the Cleveland Browns, because you can't go into every game throwing it 55 times and thinking you're going to win those football games. So a better balance on offense, running and throwing the football today. Jordan Cameron continues to be a beast. 10 catches, 91 yards, another touchdown today. Josh Gordon had another solid game, 4 grabs for 71 yards. And how about the defense holding the Cincinnati Bengals to 0 touchdowns, 2 field goals from former Ohio State kicker Mike Nugent is all they could muster today in the 17-6 loss. Got to give credit to the fellas up front, the guys putting the pressure on Andy Dalton today. Got to love the way that Phil Taylor played today. Barkevious Mingo in his first start with 4 tackles, a sack, 2 tackles for a loss, 1 or 2 batted balls down. Joe Hayden, what can you say about Joe Hayden and the job that he did on A.J. Green today? Really kept A.J. Green in check, didn't give up the big play. Buster Screen had an up and down game. He had some plays where, again, he was beaten badly, but Andy Dalton made poor throws, but then he did come up with an interception and broke up a pass late in the game, so he's improved somewhat, but still a long way to go. But overall, the defense, Paul Kruger and company, they've done a great job of controlling the other team's running game and putting pressure on the opposing quarterbacks, and that has equated to a 2-2 record for the Browns and a first place tie through 4 games with the Cincinnati Bengals and the Baltimore Ravens. So who knew at 0-2 that the Browns would be able to turn this thing around after changing quarterbacks and trading away their starting running back, Trent Richardson? A lot of us doubted the Cleveland Browns, Mike Lombardi and Joe Banner, but the Browns have rallied around the changes and now are 2-2 on the year, looking to go 3-2 with a big Thursday night game against the Buffalo Bills down at First Energy Stadium. And I expect Brian Hoyer to be the starting quarterback for that game. He's earned that right. He's 2-0. Stick with the hot hand. See what happens Thursday night. See if the Browns can get above 500 at 3-2 and remain tied for first place in the AFC North. So a great day for the Cleveland Browns on Sunday as they take care of the Cincinnati Bengals. 17-6, the final score. On top of that, the Indians clinch the AL wildcard, number one spot. Just a great weekend. Buckeyes win, Browns win. Indians are in the AL wildcard playoff game Wednesday night in Cleveland. What a week this should be. Wednesday night over at Progressive Field, the Indians will play the AL wildcard game, and then Thursday night at First Energy Stadium, the Browns host the Buffalo Bills. There's your instant analysis of the Browns' 17-6 win over Cincinnati.